Hi, this is Dave Bidlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the March 2020 issue of NSTA Reports, a publication produced by the National Science Teaching Association. And they had an article entitled Organizing for Student Success. And science educators responded to an informal poll, and they were nearly unanimous at 94% in reporting they incorporate organizational strategies in their science or STEM teaching. 20% said they prefer students to use digital calendars and reminders to track assignments. 14% post assignments and deadlines onto the blackboard or whiteboard. 8% have students enter items onto a paper calendar, and 17% allow students to choose their own tracking strategies. Several respondents indicated they use a combination of methods, particularly posting assignments in the classroom and on digital calendars. Only 8% that said that they do not accept late work. 31% accept late work for a limited time. An additional 28% only do so for a limited time, and they deduct points. Of these accepting late work, 51% do so through the end of the grading period, 30% until the unit is complete, and 18% within a week of the original due date. Nearly 53% in the informal poll survey say they do not require an explanation for late work. 54% said they inform parents when work is not turned in on time. And then they asked educators to say what are their favorite strategies for helping students organize and prioritize their work. A middle school educator in California said they use science notebooks, and that is the favorite way to help students get organized. Being able to flip to the next available page, making their own tables and charts to organize information, keeping up with the table of contents, writing the dates on pages, learning how to take notes, how to highlight, how to keep their information organized and accessible. And that teacher lets students use their science notebooks on tests. Another middle school educator in California said that the school requires students to use a planner. This is on the board. When they enter, they have to update their planner and get their partner to initial it. Additionally, the teacher posts due dates and reminders on many whiteboards around the room, as well as online on a website. Also tells the students that verbally. Another middle school educator in Montana said that they keep a class binder with all notes and assignments that students can go to and get what they're missing, no matter why they missed it. This has really cut down on wasted time with each student asking the teacher personally. A seventh grade educator in New York said, breaking larger assignments into chunks, discussing how many items need to be completed each day to stay on track, discussing with students what to do when they fall behind is very helpful for their seventh graders. A middle school educator in Missouri said that they use a binder with a table of contents page and do a binder check each unit. Another middle school educator in Georgia said they use an agenda, prioritizing to-do lists. Another educator in the middle school of North Carolina said showing students how to use the agenda or modeling helps them. Another seventh grade middle school educator in Texas said they use multiple methods, whiteboards, digital, and oral reminders. And finally, a middle school educator in Pennsylvania said that they keep a class calendar that lists all assignments and due dates. Students and parents can all subscribe to the same calendar. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.